Etempus, I said. Lightning blazed out of nothingness. The concussion of it stunned both Date and me. I was flung backward, slamming against Date's barrier with enough force to knock the breath from my body. I fell to the ground, dazed but laughing, because this was so familiar to me and because I was no longer afraid. I believed, after all. I knew it was over, even if Date had yet to learn that lesson. A new sun blazed in the middle of Date's empty, too bright to look upon directly. The heat of it was terrible even from where I lay, enough to tighten my skin and take my breath away. Around this sun glimmered an aura of pure white light, but it did not merely glow in every direction, this aura. Lines and curves seared my sight before I looked away, forming rings within rings, lines connecting, circles overlapping, God words forming and marching and fading out of thin air. The sheer complexity of the design would have stunned me in itself. But each of the rings turned in dizzying, graceful, gyroscopic patterns around a human form. I stole a series of sweeping glances through the brilliance and made out a corona of glowing hair, a warrior's garments done in shades of pale, and a slender, white metal straight sword held in one perfect black hand. I could not see his face, too bright, but it was impossible not to see his eyes. They opened as I watched, piercing the unrelenting white with colors I had only heard of in poetry, fire opal, sunset's cloak, velvet and desire. I could not help remembering a day, so long ago, when I'd found a man in a muck bin. They had been the same eyes then, but so much more beautiful now, incandescent, assured, that there was no sense in comparing. Etempus, I said again, reverent. Those eyes turned to me, and it did not bother me that I saw no recognition in them. He saw me and knew me for one of his children, but no more than that. An entity so far beyond humanity had no need of human ties. It was enough for me that he saw, and his gaze was warm. Before him huddled the Date creature, thrown by the same blast of power that had flattened me. As I watched, it clambered unsteadily to its many feet, the mask of its humanity shattered.
"What the hells are you?"
the Date creature demanded.
"A shaper," said the Lord of Light.
He raised his sword of white steel. I saw hundreds of God words in filigreed patterns along the blade's length.
"I am all knowledge and purpose defined. I strengthen what exists and call that which should not."
His voice made the darkness of the empty tremble.
I laughed again, filled with inexpressible joy.
Pain suddenly blossomed in my eyes, grinding, terrible. I clung to my joy and fought back against it, unwilling to look away. My God stood before me. No Morona had seen him since the earliest days of the world. I would not let a simple thing like physical weakness interfere. The Date creature shouted with its many voices and let loose a wave of magic so tainted that the air turned brown and foul. Etempus batted this aside with all the effort of an afterthought. I heard a clear ringing note in the wake of his movement.
"Enough," he said,
his eyes turning dark and red like a cold day's sunset.
"Release my children."
The creature stiffened all over. Its eyes, Madding's eyes, grew wide. Something stirred at its midriff, then bulged obscenely in its throat. It fought this with an effort of sheer will, setting its teeth and straining. I felt it struggling to hold all the power it had swallowed into itself. This was futile, however, and a moment later, it threw back its head and screamed, streams of viscous color fountaining from its throat. Each color evaporated in the blaze of Etempus's white heat, becoming thin, shimmering mists. The mists flew to him, swirling and entwining until they formed a new ring of his multi-layered aura, this one turning in front of him. He lifted a hand and the mists contracted to encircle it. Even through my agony, I felt their delight.
"I'm sorry," he said,
his beautiful eyes full of pain.
so familiar that I have been a poor father, but I will do better. I will become the father you deserve.
The ring coalesced further, becoming a swirling sphere that hovered over his palm.
Go and be free.
He blew on the gathered souls, and they scattered into nothingness. Did I imagine that one of them, a green-blue helix, lingered a moment longer? Perhaps. Even so, it vanished too. Then Date stood alone, half slumped and knees buckling, just a man again.